Welcome to Bob Cargill's Marketing Show, a ridiculously awesome podcast bursting with insightful commentaries and intriguing conversations on the topics and issues that are on the minds of marketers, advertisers, social media, and PR professionals today. In the future, will all media be social media? Hey, everybody, this is Bob Cargill. That's a great question, isn't it? In the future, will all media be social media? Well, that's what some prognosticators are predicting, and I tend to agree with those prognosticators. It's certainly the direction in which we are heading. The Pew Research Center recently announced that social media sites have overtaken print newspapers as a news source for Americans. The Pew Research Center said that 1 in 5 U.S. adults say they often get the news via social media. That's a slightly higher percentage than those U.S. adults who say they get their news from print newspapers. So, social media, it's eclipsed print newspapers as a news source for Americans. I'm a good example. My wife and I are great examples. We used to subscribe to 4 or 5 print newspapers, but we canceled those subscriptions years ago. We went online. We go to social media for our news. I'm a social media junkie, frankly, like many Americans in this day and age. Hey, brands, businesses, people, if this recent Pew Research Center announcement does not underscore the importance, the popularity, the prevalence, the power of social media in this day and age, I don't know what does. If you're not using social media in some way, shape, or form, like print newspapers, you run the risk of falling dangerously behind the competition, because in the future, it's entirely possible that all media will be social media.